Yuma per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Omar lehem hamemuna. Look at the Mishnah Meseches Tomid, that's Metayim per Gimel, the Avodas HaKodesh, and everything that's written over here is really shaykh to Kol Yomei Sashon, not Lav Dafki Yom Kippur. The Mamuna is the Skan Kohen Godel, and he was the one who called out, Sur Ru'u Migius Man Ashchita. He was the one who commanded the Kohanim that we're there, go see where the sun is holding. If we're holding yet by the Zman HaShchita. The Zman HaShchita is Bayoim. The Pasuk says, Bayoim Sivchachem. So really, you have to make sure that it's Vadayoim. The Vadayoim means, Lamaisa, that it has to be after the Zman of Alois HaShachar. Now, it happens to be the Mishnah Megillah that many mitzvahs Hayoim, Be'etzim, it's halachically, it's full-fledged Yoim after Alois HaShachar, but Hayois is a suffix, exactly, it's hard to see when it's exactly, so Memela, there are mitzvahs that the L'chadchila is to wait for them until the Netzach Hamel, because then for sure you see the sun rise over the horizon. Imigia, if they see outside that this man is already Alois HaShachar, Haroya Oime Barkoi, Barkai, maybe you could read it. The Lashon of Chazal that's used for the sun lighting up the sky, the glint of the sun, is Mavrik. It has a shine. So the word over here that's used is Barkai. Barkai means it's already a Havrokas Hashemesh. Matisyo ben Shmuel Oime Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroi. Sometimes I said there was a machlokes here. Do we have Matisyo ben Shmuel as the name of a Tana? Matisyo ben Shmuel is mentioned in Shkolim Perakei as the Mamuna on the Payosois. Was that a name of a person? Was that a name of the one we had then, that it could be that it was a name of the Mamuna, the beginning of the second Pais? In which case, that's before we have individual names of Tanoim. It's not Machloek's Tanoim from the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Machloek's and Tanoim are only from the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. So what we have to say over here is there was a shita that was held by the Anshei HaPayosos. The Mefarshim said the halacha, even though there's a Tanakama here with a L'chair Das Yochid, the halacha over here is like Matisya ben Shmuel, because he's the Muna on the Payosos, he's the authority on when the Payosos are supposed to take place. The Santa Tzushto that the Mefarshim bring. The Rav brings it. The Rambam. And his shita is that it's not enough that there's a glint, the sky is lit up. It has to be the Pnei Kol HaMizrach, which is where the sun rises in the east, is lit up. Ad Shebechevroin. The Gemara says, Ad Shebechevroin, you could say, is the Dorim of Yerushalayim. That's how far the sky has to be lit up. Aval HaMaisa Shteit Nemefarshim, the Rav brings from the Gemara, based on the Yerushalmi, that why Chevroin? Kidei Lahaskis Chus Ovois. Frat on Yom Kippur, but even though this mission is not really from the halachas of Yom Kippur, is it ad shebechevroin or ad chevroin? Chet should be ad chevroin. Ad shebechevroin is until those that are in chevroin. That says the shechene offer that are in chevroin. Voy mehein, and the maaseh, the one that's looking, says hein, and that was the simon to start the avoida. Mishnah beis v'lo mehutzichu l'kach. Why does somebody have to stand up and see? Why do they need the precaution when it's lit up? Shepamachas olam ma'or halavono v'dimu sheher mizrach. It seemed like the sky was lit up. It was really light from the moon. V'shochatu satam v'etziu lebeis hasreifa. Of course, the carbon tam that shechta by night is possible, and they had to take it out lebeis hasreifa. So in order to prevent such a maisa from happening again, the halacha is that they should take the precaution of going out and climbing up and looking. One point is in order, and that is that the mistake with the Levona lighting up the sky can only happen, the Tzura of the Levona, which part of the sky it's in, can only happen at the end of the month. Afilo Hochi, Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the month, it would be impossible to mistake the light of the moon for the beginning of the day. Filahochi, once there were guys, across the mall. The shachatu satomet, they shechted the carbon tomet by tziu lebeis hasreifa. That's what happened then. They were moitzi at lebeis hasreifa. Haridu kohen gadol lebeis hatfilo. The beginning of the seder avodah was they took the kohen gadol lebeis hatfilo. Zeh haklal hoy ba migdosh. We're going to be Meirich, of course, in the halach of the various tefillos of the Kohen Gadol. But here's the Mishnah starts off with a klal. Kol ha-meisach es raglov, ton tefillah. Anybody who is oise tzrochov ha-gdoilim, b'losh nekiyah meisach es raglov, ton tefillah, that is a hoirodo in the ketusha saguf, tahara saguf for a person, to the extent where in order to be in a complete state of tahara necessary for the avoida, he would do a full tefillah. V'chol ha-matl mayim, he's oise tzrochov ha-ketanim, so he's not in a state of complete bittel of his taras aguf, but he's still tom kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. So now the Gemara in Daf Choftes says ostensibly that the reason why he needs a new kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, even if the beginning of the day he was mekadosh yod v'raglov, is because yesh locho shemenitzu aleim, on his hands, on his feet, meraglayim, and memela. So that's why that's why he needs another taras amayim. But maybe we could add another point also, nekuda, that the knetch over here would be that his hands and feet have to be klei shoris. So even though it's not mevatel, the hatolas mayim is not mevatel, the taras haguf, but he's not even in a state of hachona lavoida. Same way, a kohen comes into the Beis HaMikdash after a tefillah, there's a bazundra kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that he needs for avoida. It's a separate halacha in Kiddusha so avoida. Yadayim v'raglayim are kli shoris. Yadayim do the avoida. Raglayim have to be standing on Ritzvah Sazara. If he does any type of avoida without standing on the Ritzvah Sazara, it's possible. A zrika and his feet are on a mat, it's possible. Why? Because his raglayim are not mischaber to the Ritzvah Sazara. So because of that, there was a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim at any point that he became not oimid, not muchon l'shoris, not muchan l'kli kodesh, to be klisharis.